piss in peace. Let me swing my arms around and have the use of both my hands. I pull out clumps of hair each day. Down the plug it flows away. Swathes the stuff on the bathroom tiles. No time to clean, it'll have to stay. The torment of the tendons in my hands, I had no clue. But mother thumb's the real deal. Bloody hell, who knew? I'm exhausted and I'm broken. Exhausted and I'm broken. I'm exhausted and I'm broken. Get off my tits. I'm tender and I'm fragile. Too scared to take a shit. What if I tear?
It's Innes, you're listening to CFRC Radio in Kingston, Canada.
town, what you got for me? Yeah, I've been holding this for time. I can't believe that you're all mine, all mine. I spent 500 on this room, but trust, we won't be leaving soon. Just tell me how I make you stay. And I'm so glad you came, you came, you came, you came. We can go slow, so what you feeling, babe? But we're both gone, so are you feeling me? Please don't stop believing. You're all I need. You're all I need. Yeah, yeah. Please, yo, you're the key. I'm trouble free. I'm trouble free. You really occupy my mind. And I don't want to waste your time this time. As you just fall down from that pole. Just tell me how I make you stay. And I'm so glad you came to play, to play, to play. If I had no cash, would you be with me? Just take these singles till we reconvene. Yo, yo, please don't stop believing. You're all I need. You're all I need. Yeah, yeah. Please, yo, you're the key. I'm trouble free. I'm trouble free. Please don't stop the lead. You're all I need. You're all I need. Yeah, yeah. Please, yo, you're the key. I'm trouble free. I'm trouble free.
So my name is Griff Rhys, and I'm on CFRC in Kingston on 101.9 FM.
Though I can't promise you every hour of every day, I need to feed the kids and take them to the park to play. They say it's impossible to be everything for everyone. All I can say is that I'll have your back for your panic attacks. And though I'm a bad friend, yes, I've been a really bad slack friend. Just know I'm a struggle when you can't take everyone away on the caravan holiday to the western edge of Wales. Just know it was raining and the beer was warm and the chips were wet and you were missed a lot, and we took selfies in your name. And though I'm a bad friend, yes, I'm a really bad slang friend. Just know I'm well-meaning and that I'll be there at the end. Oh yes, I'm a bad friend, but maybe bad friends are still friends. I'm better than an enemy and I will be there at the end. Pass guitars at me. As reliable asking a seal to deliver the post on a random Pokemon, to remember the number of your phone. Though I'm a bad friend, yes, I'm a really, really bad friend. Just know I'm a leaving, and I'm still here at the end.
A well-built boy steps down from the 10:05, overdressed and over it, unrehearsed but up for it. This task should be easy. They're all brawn, no brains, in short sleeve check shirts with indistinct stains. An unsuspecting boy steps onto the spider's web. Tremors ripple, lasers break, eyes lock on. He thinks he's undercover, instead he's just another victim of the hum of Ceredigion. She always tries to help as much as she can. The Ceredigion Gossip Highway. It's secret, but it's profound. A mycelium that's all-knowing, running underground. Troi rhywbeth newydd, di symud o fy lle.
Ac mae'r un o ddari gythlon yn gollwng ei glawd lli. Mae wedi ffoi cyn mi droi o symud at y tŷ. A dwi'n synnu sut mae'n digwydd, dim ond cwrdd yna ni. Ond ti'n dewis dilyn llwybr wrth ymroi llwyr i'r lli. Dwi'n dysgu gynt y caria, dysgu mwy a mwy. Dwi di clymu riban ar y gwynt, dyw awr i bwy. Ond dwi'n disgwyl y bydde'n deall pob un wer sy'n symud trwy. Llyn yna ni, rheina sy'n canu trwy bob clwy. A dwi'n teimlo'r holl ddefodau oedd yn segur am rhyd. Ond am ennid fach dwi'n symud eto trwy dda i. A dwi'n teimlo'r peth yn digwydd, dim ond cwrdd a dyna ni. Ymrae llwyr i'r lli.
Little bit of Cowboys for Ross Botonog, a band who are also nominated, shortlisted for the Welsh Music Prize. Well, I hope with that we've sort of given you the different sides of the music that has been nominated for this year's Welsh Music Prize. It will be announced on the 8th of October, and I'm going to see if we can get you a little insight into it. We'll maybe see if we can get someone behind the scenes to come in and chat to us. But if not, hey, you know, we have had Anis join us on the show. We've had Griffreys join us on the show. So if you want to kind of dig into their albums and their music, you can always go back and find my interviews with them. Again, like I said, just Google Yellow Brick Road and you'll probably find the podcast. Whatever, suit yourself. We heard a little bit of To Begin Things Off, heard a little bit of Chroma, Woman to Woman, Buzzard 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 with their song Chew from the Skinwalker album, Angharad with a brilliant song called Postpartum from her Motherland album, an album that she basically wrote through her pregnancy, and it's just really raw and real and ugly at times, but in the best way possible. I think it's a must listen. You've got to go and listen to that album. Anis Dos Pars Nos, we heard their song He Sin Cani, just meaning She Who Sings. It's a wonderfully melodic album, so do go check it out. Anis spelled Y-N-Y-S. Griff Rhys, probably one of the most influential people on the Welsh music scene, but surprisingly not as frequently nominated as you think. But this album that he just put out, Sadness Sets Me Free, such a good album. And, you know, it's just some of his lines really punch you in the face. But he's doing it with such wonderful harmonic melodies that the contrast is insane. You have to go listen to the whole album. You won't even realize when it's done. It's just a really good album, and it's like 40 minutes long, so you're not, you know, you can sit through it. I have faith in you. We heard some music from Lemfrek, bringing some of the more rap side of hip-hop in Wales onto the big stage, so good for them. HMS Morris, one of my favorite acts on this list, and there are so many, I couldn't play you everything today, but, you know, that's just a little bit of it. And then Cowboys, Ross Botonog, bringing a more kind of indie psychedelic country vibe to it all. A little bit Gorky's, though not on that song in particular. What I do want to talk about, though, is a different music kind of prize that happened last week, the Mercury Prize. Normally with a bit of a ceremony, this time a little scaled back because I believe they didn't find a sponsor. But the Mercury Prize, for those of you who don't know, is sort of the blueprint on which the Polaris Prize is modeled. And so, you know, a lot of the same ideas. It's a prize that is meant to recognize artistry as opposed to just kind of like sales. And you have a committee of people from around the music industry, not necessarily all just industry people, but, you know, people involved in the music scene, some musicians, some people from, you know, the industry proper, like label execs and people who work in radio and labels, A&Rs, that sort of stuff. They put together a committee, and I believe the way it works is that everyone is given sort of, it used to be back in the day, an iPod that has all the albums, all 10 nominated albums, and they just need to go away and listen to their albums, and then they all nominate one album that they think is their pick to win the Mercury Prize, and they all come back on the day of the announcement, and they get in a room and they vote, and nobody knows what the other person kind of has voted for, but it's based on, you know, all sorts of factors, how good the album is, because it is after all about the albums as a full process for it, you know, how the album kind of works, whether it, you know, how it fits in the context of today, whether it's a relevant album, lots of stuff that kind of determines it. And we had some really great nominations this year. Artists like Nia Archives, who was the first jungle musician to be nominated in 25 years since Ronnie Size was nominated in, I think, 1997. But, you know, his nomination was a long time ago. So this was a big moment by someone who wasn't even born when he was nominated. Artists like Koto Alto, just kind of representing the jazz music scene in Glasgow. And, you know, he was talking about how he'd host, you know, music nights and stuff like that, just jam sessions, and how they're building a scene in Scotland and it's kind of looking really good. Artists representing the North, which is, you know, for the last 5 years or a little longer than that, the Mercury Prize has been won only by London artists. And that kind of brings me to the winner, English Teacher, who I think had easily one of the strongest albums, along with artists like Baby C-Matt. Their album, This Could Be Texas, was just a shoe-in. It, you know, it's a really wonderfully written album, just exploring kind of sides of sides and perspectives that aren't really explored quite as often, and just like told from the perspective of someone in the North. It's a really good album, very well considered and everything. And they are actually coming to Canada, so, you know, if you like them, I think they're going to be opening for Idols later this month. So they're playing those kind of big stadium, like medium-sized arenas or whatever you want to call them, the MTELUSes of this world. They're playing in Montreal, they're playing in Toronto, they're opening, and this is a big moment for them, and just the way that everyone in the community has kind of come around, just rallied around this win, has been amazing to see. So I'm going to play a song that kind of sums up the goods of the album for me. Not everyone gets to go to space. We'll listen to that, and I think that's it for this week for me, so I'll see you all next week. We're doing a special next week, so listen in for all the nostalgia. For now, here is English Teacher, Not Everybody Gets to Go to Space. You're on CFRC.
Everybody gets a time to shine. Because if everybody got to go to space, thank you. to go to space, and that's okay. You're too busy here. How could you fit it in? Plus, if everybody got to go to space,
approximately 9:30 p.m. Getting much, much darker. 9:30 p.m. now. The moon be fully out at this point. But, you know, nice autumn sunsets anyways. And you are listening to CFRC-FM 101.9 FM, also available on the World Wide Web at www.cfrc.ca. I am Weave. Hope you're all having a great end of the weekend. It's cool and crispy. I'm enjoying this. I'm happy. So this is my, how can I put this best? Conflicted month, if you will. This is the month where due to my geographical geography of where I am and located living, I am privy to essentially a front row seat, not really sometimes of my own choice, of the Ribfest slash Fall Fair slash Putin Fest that is going to happen over the next 3 weeks. So I'm basically deluged this weekend with, you know, my senses, with the sounds of cover bands. I've heard so many variations of CCR songs over the years during Ribfest, as well as the constant smell of, you know, cooking oil and barbecue sauce. But so it's kind of nice when I get to come here and I get like a little reprieve from that. And I'm going to enjoy it because it's going to be, it's going to be, you know, a little bit of a challenging show, I think, but in a good way. So I'm going to play some new Godspeed You Black Emperor at the top of the hour. And, you know, maybe we'll do some Mars Volta and some Alice Coltrane and all sorts of good stuff. A few kind of localish things like Groucho Pepe and I guess formerly local, the new Beached Out, which I've played a couple times already, but I'm going to play something again. But to start off with on the new front, a few weeks ago, I played Dog Day, you know, just like, hey, I like Dog Day. And lo and behold, and, you know, maybe this is because I don't follow this stuff as keenly as maybe I used to. But they have a new record out that came out like a month ago. A T-shirt with writing on it is the name of the album. And I'm going to play a song off of said album called Phase. And I'm going to do that right now. So here is Dog Day on CFRC.
You say September, KPP Concerts presents a stacked lineup of shows at the Broom Factory featuring everything from big-name acts to local gems. On September 12th, check out punk legends DOA with opening sets by The Meringues and Owl Farm. On September 13th, Kingston's own Oak Ridge Avenue hits the stage with Ottawa Rockers, The New Hires. On September 14th, pop-punk and emo cover band Strike Tyson will play alongside local